Chapter 2. Model S is for Small Initiatives. Many organizations like to brag that they have a strong culture of innovation. In fact, the aspiration to create such a culture seems nearly universal. The desire is that every employee feels that they can be an innovator every day. Everyone can come up with ideas. Everyone can even take some initiative to make things happen. Decades ago, Toyota famously created a culture of innovation, engaging frontline manufacturing employees in continuous improvement. Of the three models, only Model S maps well to this popular notion of a culture of innovation. And Model S has a particular strategy for assigning tasks to those working on innovation part-time and those doing so full-time. The idea is to get everyone involved in innovation. But of course, not everyone can be involved full-time, because then who would be running the performance engine? Therefore, everyone is involved, but only part-time. As it turns out, Model S is the only one of the three models in which the part-time innovators are the prime movers. Where full-time teams are employed, they take on support roles. Note the following table. Assigning innovation tasks to part-time and full-time innovators. Header: Model, Part-time, Full-time. Under Model: S, Small. Under Part-time: Take Initiative, Make Innovation Happen. Under Full-time: Provide Support. Before considering how to shape these part-time and full-time roles so as to get the most out of Model S, it is worthwhile to examine the inherent constraints that are already evident. The limitation to Model S is project size. Model S is very important, and it can be extremely powerful. However, its limitation is not too hard to understand. Put simply, employees are busy. They already have full-time jobs. Thus, Model S is an effort to squeeze innovation into the tiny slivers of slack time that exist even in the most efficiently managed organizations. Doing so is difficult. Imagine that Bob has an